It's time for What's New, the show that features the latest developments in the software industry that are driving innovation today. What's New is on the air right now.
Hi, I'm Gunter Lenz. I'm ISV Architect Evangelist with Microsoft. And everybody talks about Windows 7 and the new features in the taskbar. So as a software developer, the question is, how easy is it for me to implement these features for my own applications? In these quick, less than 10 minute screencasts, I'll show you how really easy and how fast it is to implement those features using Visual Studio 2008. So let's get started, and I hope you enjoy the ride. In this first screencast, I want to talk about the progress bar. You probably saw that already in Windows 7. You can indicate the progress of your program right in the taskbar on top of the icon that is showing there. So it's really a cool feature, and it's really, really easy to implement. So I'll show you how to do that on a very simple example. I keep the example very simple because I think it's really the easiest way for you to learn. And once you get the concept, it's really easy to for you to go and implement it in your applications. All right, so the source code that I show here, you can download it from either this side or from my blog. Either way, you can get it. But as I said, it will be very simple. And the problem that we have with Windows 7 and the new functionality is that it is not exposed through the .NET framework as of this time. So what you have to do is either you write native code or you need some managed wrapper around those APIs. So you can use all managed code to access it and use Visual Studio 2008 with like C#, Iron, Python, VB.NET, whatever you like to do. This magic actually is provided to you by the Windows API code pack for Microsoft.NET framework. It's currently out there in the version 0.85. So you can download that. I did it already, and it provides you those managed wrappers. So let's do that. Let's see how we can implement now the functionality. So first of all, we need a new project. So let's create a new project here. We just take a simple Windows Forms application. We call it My Progress Demo. And we basically create a new directory for the solution, and we keep it where it is. So what we now need to do is we really need to add this code pack functionality to my solution. We do that by adding references to existing projects, basically. And the first one we need is the core. So this is really the core functionality of the code pack. And we include that in our solution. And we need another project that deals specifically with the taskbar, which is the shell. And we implemented, we kind of included this now too in our solution. And in our demo, what we now need is references. So we add references to these projects. Let's do that. Here's the core and here's the shell. And now we have the references implemented. So now we are ready to go and code our functionality. So what we want is really show the progress, the taskbar, and we want to show different status that are possible. For example, no progress, normal progress, error, or if I'm paused, or if I also don't know how long something takes, but I'm still working, I want to indicate that. So we do that with a combo box, basically, where I can select which status I'm in, and depending on the selection, the status bar and the progress will change. So first I'll drag and drop a group box on my form here, and I'll basically say this is the taskbar status. We leave that in here, and now we need a combo box. So let's get up here and let's get a combo box. We drag that in here. All right, now we make it a little bit more pretty. As I said, it's simple and it's not really a pretty example, but it's good enough to show you the concepts. And now I can't click this anymore. Okay, here we go. So now we need the different items. The different items here in my selection box or combo box are basically the ones that I indicated. So I say no progress. I don't indicate any progress on my taskbar. Well, currently the icons you see on my desktop, they really don't show any progress at this point because nobody is really doing any excessive task. In determinant would be one icon that I can say, okay, I'm still working, I don't know how long it takes, but yeah, it should wait. Normal is the normal progress bar. If something bad happens or unforeseen happens, I can indicate an error there in red, or I can say, oops, I'm paused and I'm continuing later. Alright, so we have this. We have our status indicator here that we can set. And what we also need to do is update the progress bar. So to show progress continuously, what we need is a timer here. So we drag a timer on our form and we say this is a progress timer. Okay, so we have the progress timer here. We say actually this is enabled. So whenever I start this thing, it already is running for me. And then I say the interval is 500. So that's it. What I need to do is create two event handlers here basically. One is for the tick event, that means frequently I'll get called and I can update the status of the status bar. And if the selection changed of my combo box, basically then I want to be notified, kind of change something too. First thing I need to do is I need to add some additional namespaces here. So first of all, it's the Windows API code tag. In addition to that, I need the shell actually from this. And then I need the shell and the taskbar within that. And what I also need is the Windows 32 APIs here. All right, so I have all these APIs that I need. The next part is really that I need one more member variable, which is of the type of a progress bar of Windows Forms. So I create a private member variable here in my class. Progress bar, and I call this thing just progress bar for simplicity here. And I new it up, and here it is created. So we are all set on this one. So what I want to do now is really implement a helper function or method that I need for both for my tick event and my selected index changed. We'll call this. And this is just to update the progress. So I call this private void update progress bar. So it doesn't return anything and it doesn't really take any parameters. And all it really does is it takes the taskbar progress bar current value. And it sets it to the progress bar value. All right, so we have this. So this is all set now. So we have our helper function. So what we now can do is implement the event handler for our selection change. So if we change the different, we want to display a different status, we can indicate that. So we first assign the taskbar progress bar. Oops, taskbar progress bar. The state is what we really want to change here, and this should be of type taskbar button progress status. And what we need here is an enum, and we want to parse and get something of the type of taskbar button progress state. That's what we want to get from the string that we have here, and this is from the combo box one. Selected item, this is what we have selected, and we want to get this in string form, And we are all set here. So now we have our status that we have deselected, and depending on the status, we want to either progress the bar, change, indicate, whatever the status is. So what happens here is we need a little bit of logic to show, okay, if I have a normal progress, the progress bar will just continue going. If I have an error, for example, it usually will not continue, but rather the color will change of the progress bar and it will indicate in red that, oops, something went wrong. Also, if I pause the progress bar shouldn't really continue, but it should basically also stop where it is and just indicate, oops, I'm paused. So let's indicate that, and let's get some little bit of logic in here. It is here if, and then we go for the taskbar and say the progress bar and the state. If that is equal to the taskbar button progress state and this is normal, then I actually continue with updating the progress bar. And in this case, just in case the progress timer does not work yet or is switched off, I say progress bar dot, start. It's not the progress bar, obviously. What I want is the timer. So I want to say, the progress timer should start. And I go here and I say start. All right. So in case it didn't run yet, it now will run. And I have another if here to add to that. That is the value. If the value of this progress bar is actually larger or equal to the progress bar, the maximum of this, then I kind of want to reset it because I'm already at the end of the progress bar. It's completely filled, so I just want to start from scratch again. And I set the whole thing to zero, so start with zero progress. And I do that. In either case, I want to update the progress bar, so I can now call my helper function, the update progress bar. And if that was not the case, what I want to do is, actually I want to stop the timer. So if I had an error or I'm paused or anything else, I really just want to stop the timer here. All right, we have this. So let's close this. And the last thing we really have to do is look for our tick. So that means if I'm running, I want to really continuously update the progress bar. And what we really only have to do is we say the progress timer dot progress bar dot perform step. So the progress bar basically gets advanced to the next step, and we say this is good now. And what we then want to do is really again update the progress bar. So what we do is update progress bar, and we close this. And this really should give us all we need to show a progress in the taskbar. All right, let's compile this. Oh, there are errors here, so this is interesting. I guess I close this twice here, that doesn't help. And now we succeeded, wonderful. So you see now the progress bar is already running here on my new icon, and that is because the timer actually started as soon as the form was loaded. So we had this, but we didn't really select any specific taskbar status. That means this was a normal progression. So what we now can to do is say, oops, we don't know how long this will take. And now you see that the progress bar indicates, oh, I'm busy, I'm doing something, but there's no particular really time attached to it. So this can run for a couple of seconds or a couple of minutes. All right, so we say again, normal. And what's gonna happen is that the progress bar fills it up itself again. So this is good, so let's just say this. We say no progress, so we don't show any progress, that is possible too. So you see there's no progress bar really going. So we say now normal, and now we start filling it up, and now we say error. And you see that the color changes and our progress now stopped. So at this point I know, oops, something went wrong. Even if another window overlaps, I can now see, oops, something went wrong with my progress, and I can, as a user, act on it. Or programmatically I can do something. So I can also say, oh, this was actually paused. And here you see also we don't continue. We just show that the status here is paused. And if we say normal again, it will continue and it will go all the way to the end. So this was really it. I hope you enjoyed this little lesson. It was in really just a few minutes how to implement the progress bar in the Windows 7 taskbar. I hope you enjoyed and see you soon. Thanks. This was the screencast for today. I hope you found it helpful, and if you have any ideas, suggestions or comments, please let me know. Send me email or leave comments on one of my blogs, and hope to see you soon. Thank you very much and bye bye.